The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday and Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 14th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's back from the Bonneville Salt Flats where he got up to an incredible 15, maybe 16 miles an hour.
Tell us about your trip a little bit before we go to the weather.
I left at 7:30 PM and arrived at 6:30 a.m. and then spent the whole day on the salt. I went 36 hours without sleeping.
So you drove, is it Utah?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's right on the border of Nevada and Utah. It's a city called Wendover.
And, the border runs right through. 24 hours?
No. Give or take 10.
It's usually 10 hours to drive to Vegas.
It was like 10 hours. But
when you got there, you were just like, boom, stayed up all day and then drove back.
But I didn't drive back the next day. I spent a few days there.
Okay. So. All right.
Yeah, the salt wasn't great. A monsoon came through on Wednesday and dumped in town and didn't even, hit the salt. So it was strange.
Like little pockets.
Yeah, yeah. But it was, the craziest rain I've ever experienced.
A family trip that you take? For our listeners? A little insight?
So my family races. I brought my girlfriend, but it was me, my girlfriend, my grandpa, my uncle. And so we were just racing.
With a bunch of other people, or was it just a family trip?
Yes.
So it's an annual race?
It is Speed Week. It's Speed Week. It's the drag racing out on the salt, yeah.
Ooh.
But it's also the fact of trying to reach a certain speed, right?
Yeah, so the record for the class that we're racing is 227. We would have gotten it. We hit a 204, but the salt is just, terrible this year. So,
Do they say when you come, do they say, pass you a wrench? Get over here where you're going to get, you're going to get some grease on you.
Yeah.
Expect to get down on your knees. We're working.
Yeah. Essentially, it's fun family bonding.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
All right. Well, good. Okay. We're going to hear more about that later. Just want everybody to know we do have a heat advisory. If you've even had your ear to the radio or face to the TV, just know that we're in for 3 or 4 days of excessive heat. Now, today will be 106. With decreasing clouds tonight, our overnight lows will be 77. I don't know about you, but I went out this morning about 5:15. And it's not it was a few weeks back where we kind of had a little bit of breeze and cool in the morning. It kind of feels like it's soaking in. And that happens now and then, but it feels like that's where we are right now. So we have our winds that tonight will be 12 to 17 miles per hour. 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening. Wind gusts can get up to 23 miles per hour, so maybe it isn't socked in. Maybe that's the change in the weather. But tomorrow will be 108. According to the National Weather Service, right now 108, mostly clear. Tuesday night with overnight lows of 77. Wednesday calls for a very hot 109 and partly cloudy on Wednesday night with overnight lows of 77. As we approach Thursday, mostly sunny and hot. The high near 104. Now, you know what's really interesting, Carl, is because what we're seeing in the paper, what we see on TV, and what we see with the National Weather Service printout is like a variation of about 3 or 4 degrees.
Yeah. And they're talking about thunderstorms later on this week up in the mountains. So that's what we need is thunderstorms, hopefully no lightning.
Right.
But maybe, I remember that one time when we had something like 895 or 8,000 lightning strikes and 800 fires several years ago. So, okay. Moving right along. Did you say who that was brought from? I can't
brought
remember.
You? Oh, thank you.
I can't remember.
Okay, a veteran-owned business, locally owned in Anderson. The Candy family have been supporting KCNR. And with that, we bring you the weather each and every time we read it. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. I'd love to have Chuck on and find out the state of affairs, what's happening with that. Because they not only just do gas, they take those propane tanks and they do some wonderful things with those propane tanks. People aren't aware of.
And he hires veterans. And, in fact, won the Small Business Award for Northern California for hiring veterans when he redid this. Yeah, we'll bring him back on because we haven't talked. You're right. We have not talked about that facet of his business in a while, and it's still out there going strong. Hey, it's 7:09 in the morning here with Carl and Linda Bott, and the fires in Maui, they surpassed, I hate to say this, they surpassed the death count that we, that
was
most horrible one was of course, Paradise.
I was
and we lived there. And we've seen, you know, we've been in the fires. We know what it looks like. We've seen the aftermath. And now they're up to, I think, 96 that they found, but they've still got 1,000 missing. And I heard something that was so.
93 souls at this, at the counting of now.
Well, okay. 93 or 96. I saw 96. So, but here's the thing I heard that was just so, it was gut-wrenching, was a guy talking about it that in Hawaii, and I lived in Hawaii for three years, so I know this is true. I lived in Oahu, which was, you know, not like Maui, but still much like Maui. And the fact that families would live together on land, and the houses are wood. Let me tell you, it was a constant battle against termites. You were always, you'd get your house tented probably once every 4 or 5 years. And
I apologize. It is 96. It is 96. So
it's okay. But yeah. Let me finish.
Thank you.
And they live on the same property. It's wood, and they live close to each other. And they, what was this guy was talking about in his neighborhood? He said whole families were wiped out. Mm. Whole families were wiped out. Everything they have is gone. Even if a couple of them got out, they had nothing to come back to. Their family was dead. It was gut-wrenching. At least here, as bad as it was in Paradise, and it was horrible, you didn't have entire families, generations wiped out like this. And that's what happened.
Well, that we know of yet.
Well,
Paradise. I mean, we're talking about right now, the currently. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Okay. Anyway, it's horrible. And there's a variety of different ways you can help. But go to it. I'd go to Red Cross. They are not a scam. They are getting things over there right away. So I would, if you're going to donate, I would donate to Red Cross. And I'm not saying anything about any of the others. We've got here, in fact, Tyler Whitlow's got something going. Also, we've got to get a hold of him. But and I trust Tyler totally, of course. But I'm just saying, if you're not sure who to give to Red Cross. They're there. They were there. They're always there. So. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers, our hearts go out to those people because we've been in that.
Yeah, I think how fast it came, and they're, you know, reading about it this morning.
Oh.
They were talking about the alarms and that they sent the phones out, but it happened so quickly that maybe
alarms,
some of the signals,
yeah.
People didn't
cell
get
towers.
It on their cell phones in time. And I don't, you know, I mean, I don't think a lot of people are really prepared. They think they're prepared, but I guess maybe until you're inside it, we're all like now trying to think about what would happen if, and you don't know until you've done it. It's like you don't know until you've been through a surgery. You don't know until you've been through a death, all the things around what this experience is like. And a fire moving through, I can't imagine the devastation, the ferocity, and the quickness of how fast it happened.
Think of it, well, just look back 5 years,
right.
My love. And we have friends that lost everything, many friends that lost everything. And the fact is it hit that fire NATO, and it was the same thing over there. They had 60 or 70 mile an hour winds to begin with when this hit. Now, let's talk about their alarm system. The alarm system, which has been touted as the best anywhere because of tsunamis and hurricanes, did not go off, did not sound. So you have to ask yourself, and now they're starting to come out with, they did studies showing about fires 2 years ago, how they could be really devastating for that area. The other thing is, and I'm not saying this happened, but when I lived there, we were hit with a flood. Oahu got hit with a flood. And it was because the county had not maintained things. and not maintained the marshlands, opening up the lanes that let the water go out to the ocean. Can you imagine this? Water came. I live right on the edge of the preservation lands, and the water just came straight over my house. It didn't come over like a tidal wave. It came. It just started getting deeper till it had 4 feet of water in my house, and everything from 4 feet down is gone, just gone. But a Marine went out to the storm drains and broke it. It broke the lock on it and cleaned it out, and it started draining. The county of Honolulu paid out hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because they had not been maintaining this. I hate to think, and I hope it's not true, that the alarms didn't go off because somebody didn't do it right. Several years ago, somebody typed in the wrong text and said a nuclear strike was coming. So all of the – yeah, it was a test, but it went to the thing. And all the alarms went off in the island. It caused a lot of consternation. I hope they didn't put such a safe – you know, put safety, you know, blocks on it that somebody couldn't hit that alarm. Anyway, again, Red Cross – we're going to have another group in here too that's raising money, doing things too. If you want to give, I mean, people from all over the world helped us, so we've got to reach out, and we're reaching out here from Linda and I are reaching out here. Also, you know, we're not giving $1 million like Oprah could.
Well, we do what we can.
But we do what we can.
And like I said,
everything
96
would be a help
at this point, at this county, because we've had different.
Yeah. We've lived through this. We know what it's like.
And, you know, right as we speak, there could be a news release with, you know, you imagine they're going through, and my visual this morning was, you know, every bird, every tree, just like this wake of like a bomb, just inferno, you know.
They were clearing it out. They're trying to put. You know, they're putting trash over here. There were animals over there. It was all the, yeah. So, yes. Anyway, we got it. Thank you. Thanks for giving us the hint. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, community bank. They've been in the business 16 years. They're rated one of the highest, they're like the sixth highest rated small bank in the United States. That tells you what kind of place Cornerstone Community Bank is. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We bank with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. I met somebody over the weekend, and they said, is there any way we can go to archives? Absolutely. You can go online, go to archives. We hold those for a while so you can hear back former shows interviews as well. This portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Now, if you got a chip or a crack, up to 14, 24 inches he can do. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's 3208 South Market, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
There you go. And Aunt Marie's on for our community calendar. Good morning, Aunt Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay.
Well, there's lots to talk about for this week, but I did want to mention that today, August 14th, is Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Wow.
During World War II, Navajo code was used to fool the other side. President Ronald Reagan established this day back in 1982. The day also honors all the tribes associated with the war effort. And it was also this day, back in 1945, that the announcement came of the surrender of the Japanese Imperial Forces. So that's known as VJ Day. However, just to note, here in the United States, we actually celebrate VJ Day on September 2nd, because that's when the former signing of the documents, the surrender documents, were actually signed.
Yep.
And I had a couple of relatives that served during World War II, so I like to try to keep these days alive in memory of them and others that served during that time period.
Yeah, there's not many of them left.
That is so true. Wednesday, August 16th, just so you know, is National Airborne Day. So I want to put a plug in for that as well. As we begin our weekly calendar of local events, Tuesday, August 15th, you can check out the Breathe and Relax Managing Stress event from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Reading Library, located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The event is free to attend and will feature Passages Caregiver Resource Center and offer tips on how to manage your stress by letting go. Residents in attendance from Shasta, Lassen, Modak, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties will receive a free cold/heat wrap. On Friday, August 17th, check out Corks for a Cause, fundraiser event for Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mosley Tasting Room in downtown Reading, located at 1448 Pine Street. Mingle with your friends and Turtle Bay staff while supporting Turtle Bay. Corks for a Cause was launched by Mosley Family Sellers in support of local nonprofits. On Saturday, August 19th, Tractor Supply in Reading is hosting a farmers market event in front of the store. The scheduled time is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Highlights include multiple vendors, food trucks, homemade crafts, local groups, and nonprofit organizations. Thank you to Another Chance Animal Welfare League in Palisadro for letting me know about this event. I think they're also part of this farmers market on Saturday, August 19th, at Tractor Supply in Reading, located at 5450 Mountain View Drive. After you check out the farmer's market, head over to Shasta Lake for Harrismas 2023, taking place from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Margaret Pulse Soccer Park, 17760 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Admission is free. Event highlights include vendor booths, food trucks, kids' activities, and according to the event flyer, the Water Balloon War will feature 500,000 water balloons.
Where's now, this going to be at?
That's going to be at Margaret Pulse Soccer Park in Shasta Lake, and the address is 17760 Shasta Dam Boulevard from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
500,000 water balloons?
That's what their flyer is saying.
Wow.
That's epic.
That is epic.
Yes.
That's got to be a Guinness Book of World Records.
I hope
records.
That someone's there to make sure, this is where my mind goes, that somebody's there to make sure that the balloons, after they're popped, you know, that somebody cleans up all that.
I'm sure there is.
Debris that can hurt birds.
The debris. There's going to be a lot of debris.
Yeah. Thank you. Go on, please.
Although a fun event, I would not want to be on the cleanup crew, folks. But sounds like a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on Saturday, August 19th, Zumba Bash 2023 presents Music Legends, Who Inspires You? Enjoy an evening filled with great music, dancers, vendors, raffle prizes, and so much more. The event will run 6 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Presale tickets are $20 and $25 at the door. All proceeds from the event will go to the Haven Humane Society. In-person presale tickets can be purchased at Anderson Family Fitness or the Haven Humane Society. Just as a reminder, Haven Humane Society does their pet adoptions events Wednesdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at PetSmart, located on Hilltop Drive in Reading. For more information on the organization, check them out at havenhumane.org. Do you have a K through third grader interested in joining the Girl Scouts? On Sunday, August 20th, families are invited to pop into Girl Scouts at the first Bubble Fest from 3 to 5 p.m. at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. This is a free event for those interested but not yet members of a Girl Scout troop. The event is being hosted by the Girl Scouts of Northern California. Each child must be accompanied with an adult chaperone, and you are asked to register in advance. Tickets can be found at eventbrite.com. For more information on Girl Scouts of Northern California, visit gsnorcal.org. And finally, if you're looking for a local job opportunity, Shasta County Sheriff's Office is hiring for the position of Public Safety Service Officer. For more information on this position and other job opportunities, visit shastacounty.gov. And that is your sample of events happening this week I'm Anne Marie for your community calendar.
Thank you so much. I know a lot of work goes into that, Anne Marie. We really appreciate that. And nobody can say that there's not a lot to do. It's Reading is just growing and growing and growing. We have to get ready for a break. Coming back, we've got John in. An Italian of the Year, plus I'm sure he's here to talk about one of his, one of the many companies, one of the organizations he's involved with, I'm sure. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, I know they did our wedding rings, and we send our friends over there as well for loose stones, for honest work, and if you have a watch, that guy can take it apart from scratch, rebuild it, and bring it back to its originality. See you after the break.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave, string band playing more at honky tonks, pretty young thing going dancing in the rain.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Plus, you can hear us streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, this is where I go and Linda goes to get our cars washed. It's right here on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us. And they do just an outstanding job. I have a F-150 truck, and Linda has a SUV. They come out looking perfect. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's kind of right next to Dutch Bros right there. 7:35 in the morning here, and we have with us John Tissot. Did I pronounce that right?
You got it.
It's yeah, John.
Taking him 10 or 12 years, but he got it.
We just call him JT.
There you go.
My okay, friends do. And JT has been a member of the Sons and Daughters of Italy forever in the Shasta Lodge here. But they're out there at the Grange Hall, which can be used. If Linda and I wanted to have a big anniversary party, could we rent that from you?
Actually, the calendar, be honest with you, the calendar is so full and insurance is so much, there's not too many openings for rentals. But
what I'm just saying is that happens.
It has. Historically, there's been more weddings and reunions, and we still, what we prefer to do, and our customers like it, we'll cater an event. In other words, if you want to have an event, a wedding, this and that,
yes,
we'll cater, we'll put the food on and everything.
Yeah,
so the answer
true.
Is yes, it can yes. happen.
We were there for the Backcountry Horsemen of California.
Yes. Wasn't that
was
a great
event? That was beautiful. That was, the food was great. It made us think about, well, this is a great place we could put a party
it's
on.
It's got a super bar.
Yeah.
It, without a doubt. We got AC going. Yep. We got everything going. And you mentioned the Sons of Italy. We've had a 40-year relationship. The Grange, that's the Reading Grange. Has been. Grange started in 1930, bought the land 1950, built the lodge in 1951. And since 1980, it's also been the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge. It's been a great relationship for 40 years. So we're teaming up for an event this Saturday to raise some funds to keep that building up and running and looking good.
Oh, fantastic. That's because we all know it costs money to keep things alive.
And we've been taking care of it over the years. Again, thanks to that wonderful relationship between the Grange and the Sons of Italy. You've been in it. You've seen the kitchen, the bath. It's taken care of. It's nice.
It's very well maintained. And like I said, the bar is cute. But, you know, when you go and you sit down and attend an event, it's like it's clean.
It is.
Yeah, you can tell it's a wonderful place. I don't know if anybody's ever been there before. We've gone to St. Patty's Day events there.
Crab Feed, Wings of Angels every year for I don't know how many years, decades. Yeah. But so we've taken care of it. We knew we had a roof coming up. Mm-hmm. And it was time to get the roof done. So we were putting our pennies together, saving up the money, because that's a big costly event, 10,000 square feet of a roof. And God decided up the schedule. We had a dust devil mini tornado land on our roof in February. Went right across there for throwing shingles all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So it kind of upped the ante. And we just this week finished doing the small hall. You know how it's kind of an L-shaped
mm-hmm.
building?
Yes.
The old big hall has the old roof on it. But we had to get that one. That's where the little tornado landed. So we had to get that done. And if you go by now, I'll tell you, that's a pretty roof. You don't have to say, you don't say that very often, but if you look at that roof, the ladies of the group says, we want green shingles. We said, okay. And you should look at it. It's real pretty.
Oh my goodness.
And so we're saving up. We're going to do the large hall next because that, like I said, that's the Reading Grange and the Sons of Italy Hall, two great organizations doing good to the community. And again, you guys have been there numerous times. You know what we do.
So you have a spaghetti feed fundraiser very much for, again, it's called the Raise the Roof Fund that's happening this weekend. Tell us more about, like, what the cost is, what the time is, what people are going to get. Can you go in? Is it mostly drive-through or can people can come in and hang out?
She's hitting all the high points for me, but you're right. We thought that would be a big, a nice thing for a lot of people who are in a hurry but still wanted to have spaghetti and meatballs. That's our signature dish. I mean, after pizza pie, that's what people like to eat, Italian food. And our sauce and our meatballs, everybody raves about them. So you could come in and sit down, enjoy that wonderful bar that you've been talking about. We've got the AC going. We're going to have the Neighborhood Swing Band, John Teddy Man. I don't know if you ever heard him. He plays at Paisano Days for us. It's a great group. John and his two ladies, clarinet, accordion,
how
guitar,
fun.
Mandolin. They'll be playing up on the stage during the event. It's going to be from 4 to 7. We do, in fact, have a drive-up for those that just want to grab some good food and head home. We'll do that. And by special request, everybody, when we have the spaghetti meatball feed, they go, I'd sure like to get some of the meatballs.
Yeah.
So we're going to have meatballs to go all by themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll have that. And for only $18 and $6 for kids under 12, you can enjoy a great meal. Support us in our effort to get a new roof on that building so we keep doing what we do year after year. We'd love to have you down there. And we're also going to have, we have a rifle raffle, and I think you've seen that. We have a wonderful rifle was donated from our friends at the Old West store.
Oh, boy.
It's a Ruger. It's what they call the American. It's all camoed up. It's a great, accurate rifle. It's got a Vortex scope, sling case. It's all ready to go, and that's been donated, and we're selling tickets for that, only 300 tickets. So those are pretty good odds.
And how much are the tickets for that?
Those are $20.
Okay.
And we will be raffling that off at 6 o'clock during the event. So there's another reason to come down and eat to see if you're going to win that rifle.
So $20 for the tickets for the Ruger rifle. The fundraiser is $18 for adults, $6 for children under 12. Sounds like fun.
It's good. Like I said, that's our signature. And I've heard some people say, God, you guys cooked the spaghetti meatballs again. Well, when you consider Paisano Days, the Grange raffle, and now this one, that's only three times a year. I can eat spaghetti meatballs three times a week. So, again, that's our signature dish, and we do it well.
You do it great.
I can brag on that.
You better brag on that.
Yeah.
That's something you can brag about. Let me just firsthand here tell you everybody. So if you're wondering where that is, it's on Cedars Road, 4850 Cedars Road in Redding. Again, 4 to 7. How wonderful. You know, if you want to get it to go, you can get it to go, the food to go. If you've got another event, sometimes people are triple hopping, and that's what it is. But at 4 p.m., you can get it, take it home, and know that you've got it later on in the day, or you can have leftovers the next day. How much fun. Buy some raffle tickets while you're there. JT, we always appreciate everything you do. And we also have a bocce ball thing coming up, too.
We sure do, because right around the bend, we got so many things going on. We're going to be helping the Asphalt Cowboys to the barbecue right after Labor Day. And then right after that, Paisano Day with, the bocce tournament. And I think, you know, we've been doing bocce throughout the year. We've worked with the Recreation Department since 2016. Bocce is really getting to be popular. It helps us take back that South City Park. So we've been having a lot of fun at the bocce courts.
Now, what are the – so people can kind of mark their calendars about the bocce ball, the Paisano Days, is what? What date?
It's going to be the 15th and 16th of September.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get a little cooling weather.
Right.
But in either case, we'll have a great time down there. The Parks Department has been really good working with us, getting the park all squared away. It's looking good. We went down there last night just to check out the lighting.
Yeah.
South City Park is looking good. I don't know. There's a lot of people still think that it's the campground for the homeless, and that's just not the case. We've taken
that
park back.
It has not been that way in several years since we put up the – I say we because it was a community thing – put up that fence.
Yes.
And I tell you what, the Bassettis do so much in that. And then you've got the Sons and Daughters of Italy out there having your Paisano Days and all these things. And
my hat's –
woo, love Paisano Days.
My hat's off the Bassettis. Rick was the first one to approach us. He goes, JT goes, let's put in a bocce court.
Cool.
And I'm going, who are you talking about? We.
So
we.
Cool.
And he kicked it off. And like you say, Rick and Patty, they've been on the front lines taking back that park. And so my hat's off to them.
And then on Friday nights, we'll talk about that later on this week. They have this, they always have they're having a musical extravaganza on Friday nights out there at Tiger Field. You come on out and listen to a band and dance and all those things. So, but Saturday, the 19th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Odge, also known as the Redding Grange at 4850 Cedars Road, right here in Redding. They're having a fundraiser to put a new roof on the Grange. It's going to be spaghetti with meatballs, and they're just your superb red sauce, red meat sauce. They have, you can either go inside or you can drive through. $18 for adults, $6 for children. And if you want a shot at winning the rifle they have there, which is a hunting rifle, and it's a Ruger American, and they make fine rifles. You can buy those for $20. And are you going to make the you going to draw that night?
You bet.
The next day or something?
You bet. We're going to have the tumbler.
You don't have to be there to win.
You do not, but I highly recommend it because, again, spaghetti, meatballs, and a bar,
and
air conditioned, and you could win a rifle. You do not need to be there to win.
Give JT a call at 530-365-5978 or just show up.
There you go.
Okay.
Doors will be open.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you guys so
much.
Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Spaghetti this weekend.
Yay. You don't have to cook Saturday night. Yay. Or I don't. One of us. Maximum Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. And I tell you, with all the things going on with the insurance companies,
wow.
I mean, you need the true scoop. And that's Judy Maxwell. She's there. Her company has been around since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you need a second opinion, if you just need a first opinion on your insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back. I'll be watching you.
The ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJs Jay Keezy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes, tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here. Happy Monday morning. Oh, my God. We have so much to cover here. We have Shasta College coming on in a minute. The 14th of August, looks like we are going to have a hot day with the temperatures around 106. Overnight lows of 77. Hey, did you even start the hour with good morning and all that? Or did I just jump right in there? Because you're dancing a lot today.
Got it all. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. For all your Kubota needs, they've got it all from tractors to backhoes, from small to large, side-by-sides. They have it. New facility down there in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800 for any of your Kubota needs. And they're just really good people down there, young couple. They give a lot back to the community. Okay, good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl. The reason I'm calling is because I heard what Nick Garner said on Friday. I want to have to say if I ever need anybody to call in or anything like that, I will never ask anybody. I will call in and record anything, and what Nick Garner did Friday, should have never done that, and I would never ask anybody to pray for me or, you know, I just want to make it clear to everybody that I will never ask anybody to speak on my behalf and to say anything. So I just want to clear that up, that you know, Nick should never done that, and you heard that from me already. So, but that's all I wanted to say to the audience of people, I guess, were calling, you know, wondering what happened to, not to me, but somebody else. But I just want to make that clear.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Mean, sometimes we need to stop and pause for a minute. Like, you know, you think you're going to somebody's, I'm talking in general.
Yeah.
You think you may be coming to somebody's defense or something. Maybe that person just doesn't want that news to be heard. It's private for them. So, I don't know. It's kind of one of these things like we're in a place we don't know. You know, our natural reaction is to protect. To if something was, somebody was wrong, like, get in there and take care of them, you know. But anyway, so thanks for the call, Dolores. Anyway, going back to where we are today, increasing clouds and hot with a high near 106. We've got winds up to like 11 miles this morning, but tonight we could have gusts up to 23 miles per hour. Our overnight lows will be 77 tomorrow. Now we're just gear on up because we're putting the shades back up. 108 on Tuesday, hot and soaring skies on Wednesday with 109. Thursday, we go back down about 104. Thursday night around 104. Thursday night will be around 74. And the weather is brought to you each and every time we do the weather. It's brought to you by a veteran-owned business out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
It appears that Nordstrom.
Oh, I saw that.
L.A. had a smash and grab by a flash mob. It took hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, just came in, stripped bags, everything. Just came in, stole everything they could get their hands on, and ran out to waiting cars.
Can you imagine that? Now, this has become,
yes,
like, thematic.
Yeah.
And you know, you work really hard. You know, for those people who work in retail, that is not easy. You know, you're parking your car, you're going to stand on your feet a lot. Yeah, they're doing more and more. We'd like to have a little break here and a little break there. But you're really working to make your space pretty. You're serving the public. You're being, you're representing a company. And then this kind of thing happens. And I'm sure it's just really hard today to not lose heart, to keep your integrity, in check with positivity about your space, and to have just somebody come in and just create ruckus all over it. Like just completely just like pouring gasoline and lighting on fire, you know.
It's bad enough for these big stores, but when they come in and hit the smaller stores, they're mom and pop types, or maybe it's, you know, they've got two stores or something. I mean, that really destroys them. And yet, the city of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and all these other large places don't seem to be able to have an answer to this. Now, something that I really don't care about, but I would watch it. I would watch it. I'll tell you right now. I'll watch it. That's the cage fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. They've challenged each other to a fight, and it's going to be held in Rome. Get this. In a everything done will pay respect to the past and present of Italy, and all proceeds go to veterans. Well, I like that idea. But, okay, now, so where are they going to fight? Okay. There's only one place they can fight.
Zuckerberg.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
Well, I mean, it's like maybe look down there and yeah.
Thanks for correcting me there. I appreciate that. The only place they can fight, frankly, is the Colosseum. It's got to be in the Colosseum. They've got to find a way to be able to do that because they can still seat people in the Colosseum. Can you imagine this? Here comes Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk in a cage fight in the Colosseum in Rome. Are you kidding? Who would not watch that? There's got to be preliminaries, like maybe Nancy Pelosi against McConnell. It could be Musk, or it could be Trump against Jack Schmidt, the DA going after him. It could be anything. I'd say Joe Biden, but, you know, it's maybe a little bit below him on that.
Well,
I don't know who he
I don't know. According to this article.
He could fight Hunter. Hunter's doing a job on him already.
Well, this article came out early a.m. this morning, and it says, Mark Zuckerberg says Elon Musk isn't serious about a cage fight, and it's time to move on from their proposed showdown, the details of which were never nailed down, by the way. Well, Elon won't confirm a date. Then says he needs surgery and now has to do a practice round in my backyard instead. He wrote on a social platform thread Sunday, if Elon ever gets around to being real a date and official, then knows how to reach me. Otherwise, it's time to move on. I'm going to focus on competing with people who take the sport seriously.
Okay. Both men have been training and Musk has been updating his followers on how it has been going. So.
Well, Zuckerberg, by the way, a practitioner of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, won gold and silver in two featherweight white. How do you say it?
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Jiu-jitsu. Okay. He won two featherweight white belt categories at a California martial arts tournament in May. Did you know that?
Well, you know, here's what could happen is Zuckerberg can throw Musk all around the ring, and then Musk comes back and headbutts him, and they say that's illegal, but do you think Musk cares? Okay, enough of that. We won't talk.
It is.
That's like talking about Britney Spears or Beyonce. Okay.
Oh, come on.
I just don't talk about them. But
you know what?
Can you imagine fighting in the Colosseum? It would be. You know, well, all the proceeds go to veterans. Yeah, that's good. All right. Okay, this is the last thing. There's a woman on a flight. And she stands up and she says, the person next to me isn't real. And she's screaming,
yes.
The plane's not going to make it. The people back there are not real. They're not real. And she
had a breakdown.
She leaves the airplane. And then the flight attendants say, we're not leaving until we have to take a look at this plane. Because this woman kept screaming, the plane's not going to make it. So everybody had to get off the plane. They had to go back and search the plane again. And then, get this, she kept trying to get back through TSA. Well, they had her name on a list, don't let her get through, except one area. So she got back through TSA. And did they arrest her? No. Why? Because she didn't do anything wrong getting through TSA. So
weird.
Anyway, we come back. We're going to have Shasta College and another great show there. I love it when they come in because they've always
we always learn something.
Oh, yeah. They've got, and they bring their students in.
Stay tuned for that.
All right. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Search crews accompanied by sniffer dogs hard at work on fire-ravaged Maui, just starting what will be a long process as they comb through the massive debris fields. With hundreds of people still unaccounted for, it's feared the death toll, currently at least 96, will rise significantly. This man is anxious about 9 missing relatives, and he says so far there's been no word.
Not yet. So still waiting for the calls from the government or Red Cross, but still waiting, hoping.
DNA collected from islanders will be used to help identify victims of the inferno, which spread very fast, destroying the historic town of Lahaina and leaving so many survivors with no homes to return to. A 13-year-old North Dakota boy, he fell from the north rim of the Grand Canyon, lives to tell about it.
Authorities say it took emergency crews 2 hours to rescue Wyatt Kaufman after slipping on a cliff Tuesday and plunging nearly 100 feet at the Bright Angel Point Trail. The 13-year-old was airlifted to a Las Vegas hospital for treatment of 9 broken vertebrae, plus a ruptured spleen, a collapsed lung, a concussion, and a broken hand and dislocated finger. Kaufman told KPNX-TV he was on the ledge and was moving out of the way so other people could take a picture when he squatted down and was holding onto a rock with one hand and lost his grip. I'm Julie Walker.
A Nordstrom store in a Los Angeles mall ransacked by a mob of as many as 50 shoplifters yesterday. They hit the security guards with bear spray before shattering display cases, making off with around $100,000 worth of merchandise, luxury handbags and such. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 7 points higher, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Niger's mutinous soldiers vow to prosecute deposed President Mohamed Bazoum for high treason and undermining state security.
The announcement came hours after the junta said they were open to dialogue with West African nations to resolve the crisis. Niger's penal code calls for Bazoum to face the death penalty if convicted. A spokesman said on state television the regime had gathered evidence to prosecute the ousted president and his accomplices. The announcement gave no precise details on the allegations, nor the circumstances or date of a trial. Niger's democratically elected president, Bazoum, was ousted by members of his presidential guard on July 26 and has since been under house arrest with his wife and son. I'm Charles de Levesma.
Heavy monsoon rains have triggered flooding and landslides across India's Himalayan region, leaving at least 22 people dead, many others trapped. News and analysis at townhall.com.
United States Steel turning thumbs down on a $7.3 billion buyout offer from rival Cleveland-Cliffs.
U.S. Steel says it's reviewing strategic alternatives after receiving several unsolicited offers. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel said it rejected the offer because Cleveland-Cliffs was pushing it to accept the terms without being allowed to conduct proper due diligence. Cleveland-Cliffs said the value of the offer was $35 a share, a premium over U.S. Steel's most recent closing stock price of $22.72.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Japan's largest automaker announcing a vehicle recall. Toyota recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks because of a fuel line problem. The company says there's a potential risk of fire if a faulty fuel tube rubs against the vehicle's brake line. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Gosh, we're on and Good morning, Liam.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 14th of August, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm, made it back from the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Good morning.
He
got all the way up to 4 miles an hour, and then hopped into onto his bike and made it up to 15. And as the cars went past him at 242 miles per hour, but next year, Liam says.
Next year, I'm going to get my my racing license.
That's right.
And rip it.
Rip it. Yeah, he'll get all the way up to 25, and but don't fall off.
I won't.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Hi, hon.
Good morning, everybody, and this is our Monday edition here on the 14th of August. Today we're going to have 106. That's how hot it's going to be today with a heat advisory. It looks like we may have winds up to about 12 to 17 miles per hour and could get gusts tonight up to 23 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds tonight with our overnight lows of 77. Tuesday calls for hot temperatures once again with 108 degrees in our overnight lows with mostly clear skies of around 77. Wednesday calls for with temperatures soaring at 109. And Thursday, 104. And then as we get down to Friday, the forecast calls, but you know, it changes hourly. Friday will be under triple digits, but we are under that heat advisory once again. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane Business, veteran-owned business located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Well, before we start with our guest today, I got something from Sungold, who has been a listener of our station since the day we opened. As you know, Alliance Heating and Air has been with us for a long time. They do the work on our HVAC system.
I thought we had an appointment with them this morning, but it's next Monday.
It's next Monday. Okay. That was my fault. But not that I know you had to change schedules around, but they're coming in next week. She says, I want to give another shout-out to Alliance Heating and Air.
Wow.
They'd given me a two-week out for the install of our new air conditioner unit a few days ago, became 1 week out. Then it was on Friday of that week, their truck was T-boned by a milk truck.
Uh-oh.
Two of their men were injured, hopefully not bad.
Ooh.
And the new unit was smashed.
Oh, no.
They pulled together resources, had another unit here, and the very next day they were here early and got my new unit up and running. I can't say enough about the first-class operation they have and the professional manner of their employees. And we can tell you that.
Yeah. They've been our people since we moved here.
That's above and beyond.
Yeah. There's been times when it's 115 and our air conditioning has gone out. They've showed up. They've gone under the house in god-awful weather and couldn't get something going until they ordered it. But what did they do? They brought in these huge air conditioning units. Because we had like a dinner that we sold, you know, that we, what do you want to call it? We had people coming, like 10 people coming for dinner with a Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay auction.
They were redeeming it.
Yeah.
And at 5 o'clock, there was a paella dinner and people just were dripping. But we did it all with, you know, so anyway.
But Alliance showed
they
up.
They were there.
They showed up. So that's Alliance Heating and Air, my friend.
We love the
Okay. Hitters. Speaking of somebody else that shows up is Shasta College. And, of course, it's always Peter Griggs that starts us off. Good morning, Peter.
Thank you,
Good
Peter.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah. Doing great. It's exciting to be here.
Joe Weiss is leaving.
Yes. Dr. Weiss.
When do you have him scheduled?
So Dr. Weiss will join us in December.
Okay.
He will be our guest.
This is last. Is it before or after his last day? If it's after his last day, I can turn it loose.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Wait a minute. We've already got the contract for this year and been paid. I can just pretty much say anything I want. So, no. And it's going to be a big shoes to fill there.
It will be. We're definitely going to miss Joe. But, you know, he has really set the college up in an incredible place. We really have enjoyed a lot of growth under his leadership and his guidance. We've been very, very fortunate. He has been really so forward-thinking, so innovative, and that was really his vision, his goal for the college. We have achieved statewide and national-wide attention, and that is really due to him hiring the right people, putting the right people in the right places, and trusting their judgment. And, you know, we have set Shasta College up very well. And so we're very fortunate. We're excited for him. He's definitely put in his years. And
17 years, you said.
17 years.
And, you know, you're only as good as your team. I mean, you may have the ideas and want to implement them, but then you put together a great team, and to me that's the excellent leader. And how long, Peter, have you been at the college?
I've been there about 11 to 12 years now.
So you and Joe become very much like it's your team. So, yeah, it's a big hole, big shoes to fill. And I just think he's a good guy. So we wish him well at whatever he wherever
we're
going
to have a chance to say goodbye to him in December.
Yeah. Bring him a
He'll
cupcake.
Be out in December.
That's right. So. Hey, but you brought with you Pete Dickerson.
Today, yes, we have our heavy
good
equipment
morning,
operations.
Man. How are you doing, Pete?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
We're here. It's Monday.
And you're here to talk about your, you are the heavy equipment operations professor.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
That's what's written down here.
Absolutely.
Yes, professor of heavy equipment operations. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds great. We usually call ourselves instructors. Professor is a little more of the academia side.
All right,
we play in the dirt. So.
You play in the dirt.
Tell us
professor
about you,
of
Pete.
Playing in the dirt.
How'd you get into heavy equipment, and how'd you get to Shasta?
Well, I was I'm actually from the Willamette Valley in Oregon, so the Corvallis, Albany, Lebanon area. I grew up there, ran between towns, played sports, did the whole nine. It wasn't until I got into high school with Eric Frazier. He was the ag teacher there, the construction teacher, and he had his own company on the side, and he liked the way apparently I worked in class or my persona or attitude or you know, whatever else it was. And he offered me a job to come on with him and dig holes along the Willamette River. And that was miserable. It was the worst experience of my life, but it opened a door that I didn't know was there.
Was that with heavy equipment or just a shovel?
So in the beginning, it was a shovel, right? Because you start off on the lowest tier, and so you have a rock bar and your hands, and you're digging at it.
Right? Have a rock bar. I mean, if you have not used a rock bar.
It's an interesting tool.
It's an interesting tool that when you look at it, you just, when you wake up, you think about it. Your hands are clamped in a little circle.
Yeah.
Because you're down there digging into it, moving rocks. It sucks. But it's a way to start.
Absolutely.
And you stayed.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, enough complaining. And, you know, you get a piece of equipment that shows up to give you a hand. And that's where the door opened.
Uh-huh. So how long did you do that before you earned your stripe?
So between Eric Frazier Construction and working on a farm, I would say it wasn't until I finally moved away and came to California in about 2007 where I was off on my own. So once I got here, it was all demo, excavation work, loaders, dozers, and it was fun. It was just go and destroy things, right? And then you get into that rebuilding stage where we started building foundations and clearings and landings for new homes and driveways and things like that.
So there's a, you know, we got a couple minutes left, and you know, we're going to ask the question and then come back. We'll tease the break.
Sure.
So, you know, there are people who love what they do, and they're become accomplished in excavating. So then the question would be, like, when did you decide you could stay doing that and probably still do that, but then to get on the academic side of, I'm going to become a teacher, I'm going to get the degree, because that's a whole other – that's a whole other ballgame. We're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we're here with Pete Dickerson, heavy equipment operations professor out of Shasta College. We're going to hear more about how do you go from digging ditches to become a professor. All right?
This portion of the show is brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And announces their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. The whole purpose behind this program is to help seniors and those with disabilities not fall in their homes by putting up grab rails, stair railings, other things. I met a lady who called them up, and they're very, very helpful. They set a time up to come to your house, and they'll take a look at it, and they'll see what ways they can help you. This is no cost to the people who apply for this. You can reach them at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710. Girl.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to our Monday edition here at KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You know that you can always listen back to the archives of our show. So if you're listening this morning and something, you're driving and you get out of the car and you're like, what did that person say? Or whatever, you can always go back into our archives. Now, this portion of the show right now is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Plus, they just received new awards from STEMI for their treatment of people with coming into the emergency rooms with heart conditions. And a chest pain center, just acknowledged as one of the top hospitals in the United States. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. See, healing starts here. We're here with Shasta College. Peter Griggs, who is their media guy, who we, you know, we bring him in for other things like Eagle Scouts and all that. But Pete Dickerson is our guest. He's the heavy equipment operations guru over there at Shasta College. We were talking a bit about him and how he got started, but during the break, when you came back here, or when you came, moved down here, you worked for a couple of years, but then you went into the military.
I did. I joined the military. It was actually 2012. It was September 19th was my report date, which just so happens to be my birthday, which you don't tell anybody. And I was off at Fort Benning.
Thank you for your service in the Army.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so,
and you, what day was it?
September 19th.
Well, it was still hot in Fort Benning.
It was miserable.
I went to jump school there in the Labor Day, at Fort Benning, and I cannot begin to tell you how miserable it is down there, temperature-wise.
It is, and it stays that way, and it gets sticky and nasty, Yes. I mean, everything just has some tackiness to it, you know. Just
so you got out of the military and came.
I did. I spent my time, or I did my time, you know, with the military, got out in 2016 and went to Shasta College, not knowing what I wanted to do, but I knew that I had to get some sort of professional, like, education, right? Some formal education. Did my gen ed and then was introduced to the heavy equipment program where John Livingston was the only instructor there at the time. He had, you know, built the program for, I don't know, several years. Yeah. Several years, 10, I think it was 10, 15 years, he was kind of molding that program. And I finished Shasta College in early 2017. I was determined to get completed, and I went out to Whiskey Town and worked with those guys out there. And I got a phone call from John asking to come back.
Okay. Mm. So, and then you worked your way through until now you are the honcho.
Sure, yeah, that's another way to put it. You know, I have to give credit to the team. We do have a fantastic group of individuals over there, to include Troy Towery, Dave Alvord, Nicole Dawson, and they all play a vital role into the success of the program and the students.
So the question before we took a break was that, okay, you're a heavy equipment operator, and then you decide that you're going to get into the academic side. So there's a difference between, you know, running the machines – and then going into academia where you could actually teach it and get the degree to do that. What was your, what would you say was your, like, a deciding factor that you were going to go all the way with this as a career?
I would say it's the students. It's the students. It's seeing the students mold, change, develop from day one to, you know, the end of week 17. And even at part-time, you still get to see that. Fortunately for myself, I had a fantastic dean at the time, and I have another fantastic dean. But Susan Weiss, she saw something that I may not have seen, and she guided me into applying for the full-time position. And then, of course, you do the interview process and the whole scrutiny of it. And once you get through it and you finally take over full time, and you see the students through multiple classes throughout the cohort, it sticks. I was at work this morning at 6 o'clock because I was excited for the new students.
Oh, right? Man, that just makes my heart feel warm.
So when people say heavy equipment, what is heavy equipment? I mean, what's the definition of that?
So the definition for our classroom, it's anything that has to do with moving material. So whether it's dirt or rock, sand, whatever it is. So excavators, backhoes, bulldozers, dump trucks, front end loaders, motor graders.
So it includes the vehicle side too.
Absolutely. So we do have a truck driving program that's part of that, and we kind of overlap in that aspect. So we do water tender, which is basically a tank, a water tank. We drive around and spray, and we have a dump truck. And so we introduce students to that, and then we hopefully guide them to Clancy Mitchell's class in the cons 140 A and B, which is the driving portions of our program.
Well, you know what? My buddy and I looked into getting a water tender.
Do it.
Huh?
Do it.
I know. Yes. Well, maybe we still will then. Okay, we got it. But, you know, having the driving the water tender is is that a well-paid job?
Absolutely.
During fires? I don't know about the rest of it, but.
Yeah, so fires are interesting, right? Because they're impactful to the community, and so everybody kind of is scared of what's going on. But I'll tell you, if you're a firefighter or if you're somebody who is involved with fires, you look forward to them. And I don't mean to, you know.
Not in a bad sense, but
right.
This is what you do.
It's what you do.
What you do. You
look
fight
forward.
Fires.
Absolutely. You want to go out and make a living.
Yeah.
Right? And so these guys are making pretty good money. I don't want to speak to the numbers because I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're pretty substantial. I mean, when you can go out and pay for a new, you know, $250,000 water tender, you're doing pretty good.
Yep. Okay. Now, the thing that I've noticed, that I realized this was decades ago. I was having our engineering squadron level a field for me. And and they did it because it was a polo field on base, but they needed to practice because of they don't have a lot of areas out there to practice leveling for airfields, which have to be at this. That's when I found out they had, even back then, they could be within a degree of the angle of their blade when they were clearing things. I had no idea. And then I imagine what the technology is now.
Absolutely. With the advancement of technology from when, you know, the polo field was getting developed to today, I mean, we have GPS and GNSS systems out there that are getting into within the thousands. So we are cutting hairs. We're splitting hairs here. And
unbelievable.
Absolutely. And our students are learning how to use this equipment.
Yeah, this is technology that this isn't your grandfather's bulldozer.
No. This is modern equipment that fits the modern student, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's joysticks, there's foot pedals. It's almost like you're sitting at your house in you know, the kid's favorite Lazy Boy and playing your PlayStation or your Atari or whatever's hip these days.
So because I've been threatening for 10 years to come out there and go, I want to do that.
All right, you better do it.
But now you've made it in such a way that you are not battling it like I could have, you know, when I was younger. But now, I mean, it's still a tough job, and you've got to be precise. But you've got the technology there to help you.
Absolutely, and it gets easier as you go, mm-hmm. right? It, like just like anything else that's new in your life, change is a little difficult. But once the students get a grasp of what they're trying to accomplish, and then they understand the steps to get there. I mean, recently we did a project for Cal Fire, and it was a pad project to put the modulars onto place so they can do their Northern California training facility. And we were right there. I mean, we were almost perfect. And yeah. we had the engineers come out, and they couldn't believe it was a bunch of students and a, you know, 37-year-old instructor that did this. So,
but the other thing that's so important too is you've got to know how to do it without the technology too.
Absolutely, and we encourage mistakes. Yeah. We want you to make mistakes where we're at.
That's how you learn.
Absolutely, right?
And what happens if the satellite's down, or your signals are interrupted?
Well, you're going to have to come out and take a look.
That's right.
We're going to pull out the Lincoln rod and the level, and you're going to take some hand shots, and you're going to do some math, and you're going to figure it out. And that's the beginning class. That's the Cons 48 is the beginning surveying, and that's all kind of old school. Write your numbers down, do the calculations, get your cuts and fills, and go to work.
There you go. And see, that's the big thing is you got to learn how to do it without the technology. And then the technology is just a plus.
Sure.
To make it easier.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. That's all it is.
And that's
like a big monkey wrench.
Absolutely. That's how it's explained to the students. It's a tool. Like you can go and dig a hole with a shovel, right? You can dig a hole with your hand. But the more tools you have, the easier it gets. So
we can go out there with that iron bar, that rock bar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that, but why? Okay, we're here with Pete Dickerson from Shasta College. He's the heads up the heavy equipment operations course, and what we've heard is how he got into this, and thanking him for his service also. But about heavy equipment, and it's not your grandfather's bulldozer. It's technology is in there, but they start them out by learning what happens if you don't have the technology. You know, how to figure it out through mathematics and leveling bars and all this. So I can't wait to get into the rest of these things we're going to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop, been going there for 15, maybe 16 years now. Never had a bad haircut. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. The Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. So here's to the fair. Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Welcome back to Free Guy Radio.
Oh, good. We've got Pete Dickerson with us in the next half hour.
This is, we've got Shasta College. Yeah. We're just having a great time. We always have a great time with Shasta College, but today is the 14th of August, 8:35 in the morning. It's 81 already because it's going up to 108 degrees today?
Well, 106.
Oh, 106.
I mean,
okay.
A couple degrees there, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 108, but they're calling for 106, but... Yeah, it's still extreme.
It is. We're here, like I said, with Shasta College and Pete Dickerson, who is the heavy equipment operations guru, the guy in charge of the program. And we're talking about how technology has really played a part in, you know, moving dirt. But it still takes people out there to drive the machines, to take care of the machines, to get the machines from one point to another. But guess what? It's all in one spot, Shasta College. You can go through any of those. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we have a plethora of equipment. We have a very diverse group of models and makes and sizes, and we try to get students the experience across the board so they can go and jump on with any company and you know, pull their own weight.
Well, and that's the big thing. Now, I don't want to get into this too early about your graduations and all that, because I want to kind of hold that for the next segment. What's the program like? How long does it take? Certification and all that.
Well, the program is amazing, right? Absolutely fantastic. That's okay. What it's like.
I wish you all could see Pete.
Yes, he lights up.
This guy radiates. Yeah, you are just happy about this.
Loves it.
Like I had said earlier, I was at work this morning at 6 o'clock. I was excited. I'm excited for the new group of students coming in. I'm excited for this new adventure. And every semester is different. But it's all fun. It's all amazing.
What are the ages like? When you said you went to school this morning at 6 for the new classes, what would you say? Give us a smattering of ages.
So we've had students 16 dual enrolled, and we've had 16.
Okay.
Yeah, still in high school, dual enrolled. And
love
we've
it.
Had a couple actually. The last, I think it was 2 years ago, that were in their 60s. And they just wanted to come and get some experience, play with some equipment, because they want to take it back to their own ranch.
Oh yeah.
So,
well, that's the other thing too. One of our advertisers is the NorCal Tractor and Equipment, and they rent all the Kubota stuff. You can rent the small stuff all the way up to the big stuff, and if you want to get into clearing your own property, probably having a class over there with you all would really help them to keep their property safe, dig holes, whatever.
Yeah,
I would think.
No, that's a fantastic idea, and I hate to put constraints on you know, our freedoms, but I wouldn't rent a tractor to anybody who doesn't have experience on it, right? Because you're setting them up for failure. It's like giving a 7-year-old the keys to your car.
Yeah. You may have answered this before, maybe I didn't, and that's okay because we have different people listen at different times. Do you get a certificate after someone takes your class, like you've completed this course? And another question would be like taking a state test. What happens?
Yeah, so there is no state test, but the certificate is currently deemed the Agricultural Equipment Operations and Maintenance. We are looking to change that over to the Heavy Equipment Construction Certificate. But at the moment, it's currently lying under Ag. So if you're looking for it in the catalog, make sure you search there.
So your certificate then says that. So you've got so many different classes. So the certificate for the heavy equipment means that you have accomplished what?
So the certificate takes about a year, depending on, you know, a student. So times at the college are funny because a student, they learn at different rates. They take different classes. They may take one class a semester or a full load. But after they complete the program, they have completed the 8 courses required for that, which would be beginning operations, beginning surveying. They would take beginning shop skills, and then they would take a welding course. They would take advanced operations, CONS 47. They would take a extra operating course, which is CONS 55. They would take advanced surveying, which is the satellite, the GNSS class, mm-hmm. CONS 148.
And CONS means construction.
Construction.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And then they would take another elective class, which could be another welding class, or they could take a worksite learning where they're actually working with myself and the paraprofessionals or Chore Towery, and just kind of getting those professional skills, or they could be out with an industry partner, kind of honing.
Like an interning something?
Absolutely. It's kind of like an internship. That word, we got to be careful using it, right? Because there's a lot of rules with that. But if somebody comes to us and say, hey, we're looking for a student, do you have anybody? We could give them credit for it. We can give the student credit.
We've had interns before that got credit at their college.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. So,
well, Pete, is it hard keeping you? There's such a shortage. Everything I read. Tell me if I'm correct on this. A shortage of construction heavy equipment people. Is that true?
Absolutely. Right.
So is it hard keeping your students all the way through? Because once they get through, there's people out there saying, hey, instead of sitting there in school, we like to pay you $50 an hour. Or maybe they don't pay that much, but
sure.
Is it tough?
Yeah. So our students do get cherry picked. They do. And to all of the industry partners out there, stop doing it, but we're happy about it. Thank you. Like it's a double-edged sword at that point, but, we encourage them to finish a program. We encourage them to go on and get a degree, because education, even if it's, you know, within the academic setting or in the professional setting, is extremely important. You gotta continue to grow. You gotta continue to practice those things that you're trying to become a professional at, and you gotta keep it going. And once you close off that mindset of, oh, I don't need school anymore. Well, now you're rejecting the learning portion of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere's a school. I'm being schooled right now. I have no idea what I'm doing here, and I'm
doing
learning
a great job, Pete,
on what we're doing. And so we encourage the students to continue to strive.
Okay. So one of the questions that is on here, should. Okay. Women in the workforce. Well, I mean, because in old school, from our generation, you always typically think of, I mean, you know, you see women with doing flag women. But, you know, when you're going by and you're looking at the workers that are going into work at the new courthouse, I haven't seen that many women. So I'm curious with, you know, heavy equipment operations, is this a good field for females to consider?
Yes, and we need them. And here's the analogy the scenario, I guess, that I give all of the female students that come in. And I do it right in front of the males. And I ask them, when you were younger and your parents told you to clean your room, did you clean your room? Like, well, of course they both say yes. And then we go into the details. Okay, so as a female, did you stuff stuff underneath your bed? No. Guys, absolutely. Females, how did your closet look? Well, I hung up my clothes and I made sure it was
by seasons and by colors.
Sure. guys, how was yours? Well, it was piled from floor to ceiling in that thing, and I could barely close my door. All right. Well, did you take the trash out? Well, of course I did. You know, the female said, absolutely. My room's not going to stink. Guy's like, no, I just squished it down. I could fit some more in there. Right? So the attention to detail is embedded within, and I'm going to just go on a limb here, females more than males. And it takes that learning for males to come in and you know, fail, where females, it's one and done. It may take a little longer because of the attention to detail, but when it comes down to it, they are so much better at operating than males. They are, especially right out of the gate. Now, towards the end of their careers, they're closer as far as their abilities, but right out of the gate, there's something about females that you just can't teach. They just have it.
Well, I would align this with teaching them how to shoot a gun. They have no preconceived notions. They are not the macho guy. They listen to everything you say. They do what you say. They ask questions, question after question, but they're usually good questions. I could kind of see where it's kind of the same thing. They come into there, and they are just like an open sponge. They don't have a preconceived notion about, oh, yeah, I can do this kind of thing. I can understand that, and I find this very refreshing that they come out of the gate, they're better, and it usually starts catching up at the end of their careers, not at the beginning.
Sure. Well, you're in the Marine Corps, so yeah. you understand there's two ways of learning, right? And you may have heard this. It's repetition or blunt force trauma. And unfortunately, males love the blunt force trauma. They love to go out and fail and get screamed at. Females are like, nah, you know what? I'm going to try it, and then I'm going to do a little better and a little better. And they, it's the.
But you have to handle them different too.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, no, we really? In our program we try to treat everybody the same, right? Because, you know, we have a caring and nurturing program, and it's open. Uh-huh. We wear our heart on our sleeves. We have these personal professional relationships with our students. And we treat them all absolutely the same. They get all of the same information. They get all of the same criterias and the curriculum. What they do with it is their independent learning, right? So they go at their own pace. We don't force them to go faster than what they are because that's where danger comes in.
All right, that's refreshing.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. We got to take a break.
And now. I like how you asked the question. You treat them differently, and he said, no, we don't. I love that.
No,
see,
and I
people?
Understand. I mean, but the way you said it was, no, we treat them all with respect, and people learn at different levels.
Right.
And you have unlike boot camp, unlike some other things, you've got to stay at a certain level or you get recycled, or you just get kicked out. What you're doing is because of the safety, because of that, is people do work at different levels, but you can bring them all along.
Sure.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. It's 8:46 in the morning, and tomorrow we're having Ready Rancheria is going to join us along with the Veterans Home. People from the Veterans Home are going to be here, or spokesman from there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
at Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes till 9 on the 14th of August. It's 83 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Be careful. We're with Shasta College, and our guest is Pete Dickerson, who heads up the Heavy Equipment Operations School of Shasta College. And we've talked a lot about the technology and all this, but let's get right down to the brass tacks here. How, when people go through your course and they graduate, what can they expect? Are the jobs out there? How much do the jobs average, you know, like average pay and those kind of things?
Yeah,
is it nationwide type jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So when a student graduates, depending on what they want to do, because there are multiple sectors they can get into, they can go, let's say it's a local company, they're going to expect to get on or be hired on for anywhere from 18 to 25 an hour starting off. And sometimes, in some cases, even more. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of students that go and make $100,000 a year right out of the gate, and they just fresh out of the program. But on average, we're 18 to 25, and you're working full time. Mm-hmm. And then we do get those individuals who work, state to state. So we have a couple of students that have gone to Oregon and worked with, building a couple of airports out in the Bend Redmond area. We've had students go over to Nevada and some of them go back east a little closer to Utah, and they're doing mining and other things like that. So, it's not Shasta County, California specific, right? This is a skill that you can take to any state at any time and go and make a career out of it.
Yeah, when they were doing all the oil and gas exploration in the Dakotas and Wyoming, Montana, they were just, you know, they were paying bonuses to work at McDonald's. So the people that were coming in there with actual skills were making some pretty good money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. They were paying bonuses to work. Sign, bonus. And you're getting there paying them $20 an hour to work, you know. Anyway, that was years ago. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you and they're saying, you know, or they're, you know, for their, they're listening or their kids are listening or they're thinking about something. They're getting ready to graduate. They were graduated this summer. They really haven't picked up something. They don't really want to go to a four-year university. How do they get a hold of you and talk to you?
Well, I would tell them to go to the Shasta College website, look up heavy equipment operations, and you're gonna get a link to what we do. You're gonna be looking for Nikki McGrary. She's our primary counselor. She's the one that can get you signed up with all the classes that you need, as well as Janice Logan, who is who stepped in for Rebecca Davis as our student success coordinator or facilitator, who can really kind of guide you in that perfect custom schedule direction for you. So we try to make it so a student feels comfortable. If you only want to come Mondays and Wednesdays, tell them, and they're going to make it happen. If you want to come Monday through Friday, they'll make it happen. So we really try to be fluid and really flexible with our students because everybody has their own life.
And finally, where do you see yourself going from here? What are your as a teacher or program director or as a professor of your heavy equipment, where do you see yourself going, Pete?
Well, personally, I want to be on a boat on the ocean halibut fishing. But as far as our program,
is this something that you could see yourself doing for a long time?
I don't see myself anywhere else at the moment. Like, absolutely not. My family is on board, and every semester is a new adventure, like I had said, and I really enjoy it. I really love it. The faculty and the staff that are on campus are top tier. I mean, I've been around the world and I've met a lot of people, and to have this family of faculty and staff and administrators in Shasta County in one spot is outstanding. So my goal is to be here for a long time.
Well, I can tell you that everybody that Peter Griggs has brought in, we have thoroughly enjoyed, from horticulture to water to, gosh,
counseling, nursing.
You all, I mean, everybody here all seem to have something in common, is that they really enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, and glowing reports about being involved in Shasta College. So, it's really encouraging to feel the positivity.
You know, one of the things here, kind of finishing up, is a lot of people think, oh, I can't do that because you've got to be able to bench press 300 pounds. You've got to be able to, drag a person 200 yards or whatever it is. How physically demanding is it?
Well, it's actually 400 pounds. It's not three.
Okay.
No. you can, there's a reason the equipment is there. There's a reason it's considered a tool, is to make everybody's jobs easier. If you have any sort of disabilities, we do our best to make all the accommodations in the world. And you can sit in a piece of equipment and you can pick up, thousands of pounds with the flick of a wrist. It's not as heavy lifting and demanding as you would think, but it is hard. It is a long day. You're in the dirt. You're breathing dust. You're eating rocks, and it can be strenuous. However, if you love what you do, and this is what you love, it's fun and it's enjoyable.
Because you said you've had from 16 to 60s,
absolutely,
in there for it.
Absolutely.
And, so, maybe somebody that's just retired in their 40s from another job, and they're saying, "What should I do?" Well, why don't you come on down and take a look at heavy construction? Because you could have a big, could have a good time, and it's a well-paying job.
Yeah, all of the veterans that come through the program, we have plenty of individuals who were formerly incarcerated. They all come to the program. We treat them all the same. We expect them to excel. We expect them to reach a certain level, but we treat them all the same.
Sure.
And we have a great team that can talk to everybody on a different level. They can connect on a different level, and it makes that learning that much easier for those students.
Okay. So, Pete Dickerson, if you want to do anything with heavy equipment, reach out to that course there. And there's different people you can talk to, but he's going to give you the straight scoop. Did I hear something about you being in theater?
Yeah. Thanks. So I know you can't see me. I'm 6 foot, 350 pounds, and I was doing sewing for the Beauty and the Beast over the summer. Was it great? You know,
you were doing
seamstress. Absolutely,
it
not.
Was for your kids.
Yeah. So my daughter, she's 18. She's been in ballet for years, and now she's teaching at a couple of the different studios here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And they put on a production of Beauty and the Beast over the summer with the Wrap, which is what Reading Arts Project.
Uh-huh.
And she voluntold me. Right. So that's a new word for the younger generation out there.
I love that.
For a seamstress and props. So they handed me a couple of things. We did some sewing and didn't turn out as well as they expected. But I'll tell you, I can go and move some.
You can props. Move.
Hey,
props.
You got to be proud about that.
And you got to look at this guy.
That's a well-rounded person there.
You would not pick up our fight with Pete Dickerson, okay? Because it would be like you could punch him like looks like 45 times.
He might
times
stick in the eye with his needle.
Yeah, he just looks at you. So that's cool to hear. Is that you
yeah?
Know, you
isn't
did
that great?
I thought you were like in one of the theaters acting, but this is even better.
Well, I wish. I would love to play something like that, but unfortunately, you know, it's for the kids, and so I get behind the scenes.
Okay, it's so great.
Peter Griggs, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank buddy.
You. Thank you both.
And, gosh, I I'm going to have to come out there and take a look.
Yeah. We're going to get you signed up one of these days.
Yeah, it's been another 10 years. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. The holidays are coming up soon. We'll have to talk about all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody.